It's great to have you join me for this month's podcast. And by the way, welcome to 2026. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. And my business is how you communicate. You've tuned into Attending Your Office Holiday Party. Business first, party second. Now, if this sounds at all familiar to you, that's because this is a re-recording that I'm doing, and originally I recorded this in 2014, a long time ago, and that was more than 10 years ago, as we all know. I decided that I would re-record things about an office holiday party because I think it's extremely important and because I think you'll get a lot of use out of this particular podcast, whether it's a holiday party or a party at the office for a different reason. Now, who doesn't love a good office party to ring in some holiday cheer, if that's what your party happens to be for? Yes, it's that time of year that always seems to sneak up on us. Before we know it, everyone's talking about the upcoming office holiday party. And I decided to record it at this time of year because I know that many of you wait until January to hold your parties. And if you already held it, well, then you can certainly look at this information for that purpose as well. Typically, we hear chattering about what happened last year, where the party's going to be held, and of course, whether or not to attend. Probably sounds very familiar. Now, in 2014, I gave some statistics that may surprise you, and I quoted things from G&A Partners, a professional employer organization. So I won't be referring to them this year, but if you're on the fence about this subject, then this podcast is perfect for you. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, what are the top three tips to remember for your next office holiday party or any office party? Number two, what are conversation killers? And finally, number three, what are conversation catalysts? Now, before owning Profitable Speech, I worked for a variety of employers, and something they all had in common was inviting employees to the annual office holiday party. Of course, the particulars varied, but by and large, the goal was to acknowledge staff and have an end-of-year celebration. In some ways, it almost seemed like a ritual of putting closure on the existing year and getting pumped up for the new year, if indeed it was a holiday party. As simple as it sounds, I can still recall some of my colleagues debating the pros and cons of attending such an event, so perhaps it wasn't so simple for some. That brings me to answering the first question, which was, what are the top three tips to remember for your next office party? To make it easy, think of it as the 3M approach. The first M stands for mindset. If you're pondering if you should or shouldn't attend the party, I'd highly recommend that you flag the date on your calendar, and here's why. As stated earlier, your employer is making a gesture of goodwill, so it's pretty wise to recognize this versus rejecting the invitation. Consider the benefits, which include networking, some potential team building, and increasing camaraderie. Can't go wrong with that list. The second M in my particular tips has to do with mingling. As human beings, many of us are creatures of habit, and when we attend events, we tend to stick with those we know best, which may include our office mates, people we've known the longest, or people we drove with to the party. As innocent as this may seem, it's preferable to step out of your comfort zone and circulate. You don't necessarily have to work the room, but do try to approach those colleagues you don't know as well, or maybe you haven't even met them before. And this may include staff from other departments or divisions, newer employees, interns, vendors, or leaders. Your goal is to foster new relationships as well as reinforce existing ones. That brings me to manners, the last M. Manners, the best guidance here is to arrive on time, but don't try to be the last guest to leave. You can leave when it's comfortable for you, and that's easier to do if you were on the scene earlier. It's also a great idea to be sure and seek out both your boss and your hosts, unless they're one and the same, and express thanks sincerely for having the party. Some employees feel this is unnecessary, but I would disagree. It's a common courtesy that shouldn't be overlooked. For some, the hardest part is actually deciding to go to the party and walking through the doors. At this point, we'll assume that's been accomplished. The next challenge is how you communicate at the party. So let's move on to the second question. What are conversation killers? They include, number one, dwelling on shop talk. Nothing's worse than the person who monopolizes someone's time by droning on and on about work projects or issues. There really isn't any excuse for this other than not wanting to make the effort to explore other realms. Keep in mind, it's a quick way to turn off your listener. Number two, another mistake is using off-color humor or jokes. This is extremely risky, so avoid it like the plague. You can still have a lighthearted conversation and use levity without crossing the line. Remember, you're not hired for comedic relief. Number three, spreading office gossip. This just doesn't make sense at any time, whether you're at a party or not. You can get a bad reputation for talking about others behind their back, so I recommend that you not put yourself at risk. If you're in a situation where someone else gets your ear for the purpose of gossiping, keep your remarks to a minimum and also excuse yourself at the earliest possible point. It's time to move on. Now that we know what will shut down a conversation, let's move on to answering what are conversation catalysts. They include the following. Number one, sincere compliments. Most important rule when offering a compliment is to ensure it's genuine. For example, the praise may be work-related, such as congratulating a colleague on a recent promotion or for having reached a company goal. Compliments are a great way to start conversations. Another idea would be topical events. Another option to initiate communication is to bring up local or national events that are well known to others and may serve as stimulating conversation. Avoid subjects that may be perceived as controversial. Number three, open-ended questions. As stated earlier when I mentioned mindset, one of the best reasons to attend your next office holiday party is to get to know the people in your company. What better a way to do this than by showing interest and asking questions? You can discuss travel, weather, entertainment, hobbies, the list goes on and on. Examples would include asking, "What are your holiday plans?" Or you could ask, "What do you enjoy doing in your spare time?" Once you've posed a question, be prepared to reciprocate by sharing information about yourself so it becomes a two-way exchange versus an interview. In closing, your next office holiday party or party in general is a golden opportunity not to be missed. Speaking of golden opportunities, the golden rule to keep in mind is it's business first and party second. Also, remember this, if you're considering giving a holiday gift this year or at any time of the year, a great option is my book, In 30 Seconds, Speak Like You Mean Business. You are your 30-second commercial. It's the ideal way to delight your employee, colleague, or client with the perfect communication resource. And you can order an electronic copy as well. Right on my website, by the way. Until next month, I wish all of you a profitable speech.